This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my preview episode of Fulham's match on Saturday against Crystal Palace. Fulham actually have been slipping lately, and I'll be sharing my thoughts on the season so far and how I got this one wrong. I'll also be sharing my thoughts on Fulham's director of football and owner embarrassing themselves on television. Not good stuff. I'll end the show by looking at the starting 11, giving you my prediction for the starting 11, what I think Marco is going to do, and my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, so let's start here. And I have two topics I want to get through before I give you a quick preview of this match. And I've said this before on Cottage Talk. Before the season began, I made my prediction. I had a lot of criticism for it, so I deserve it. I predicted seventh, so I got this very wrong, and I continued to get this wrong. But what it has come down to, and I'll share why I believe I got this wrong, it started with the summer. It started with the decision to sell Mitro, giving in to him. Listen, they didn't have to do what they did, but they did. They didn't find a replacement for him. So you tell me, did Fulham do enough this summer to warrant me predicting seventh? The answer would be no, but I had made the prediction prior. I knew my prediction of seventh was not going to come to fruition. I was basing it on having Mitro as part of Fulham for this season. So they sell him. They're not that far off from selling Paulinho. Thankfully, that fell through. So my prediction for seventh was never going to come true. It never was. But I also didn't want them to end up being mid-table mediocrity. And that's exactly where they are. People can say that's great. Currently 13th. I'm here to tell you what it shows me is an ownership group that lacks ambition. And I'll be talking about them in the next subject, because the Cons have owned this club for over 10 years now. And I had high hopes for them, and they've gone through the learning curve. Well, the learning curve is over. I understand what's going on with Riverside Stand. That will be finished, and hopefully Fulham can benefit from that. But I still see lack of ambition from this club. The fact that they did not make any move to replace Mitro this summer proves it to me. The fact that they were willing to sell Paulinho at the last minute shows lack of ambition. So I got this very wrong. But they did have an ace up their sleeve, and that happened to be the coach. The coach has kept them where they are. They are a mid-table club without Marco Silva, Fulham are probably in a serious relegation battle. He is that good. He is getting the most out of these players. Some of these players have been excellent that he's brought in. Alex Iwobi, I think, has been excellent. He's been off in a few matches, but for the most part, been excellent. And he has added some very nice pieces to the mix. Like I said, Iwobi, I think, has been tremendous. How about Calvin Bassey? You've added some nice pieces. The problem is, I don't think you did nearly enough. And you were setting yourselves up for a mid-table situation, which Fulham have. And some people can be okay with that. I'm not. I'm very disappointed by it. I'm disappointed by how this season is ending. And oh, by the way, I also made another prediction that they would be able to get into Europe. So I got that wrong too. And part of that has to do with not having enough talent, playing against good teams, and them finding ways to win. And that's what actually happened against Liverpool. Were Liverpool that much better than Fulham? No, but they have better talent. They have better players that when the time is there to win a match, they're going to get it done. Fulham have some good players too, but not at that level. They have a team that has a talent level of mid-table. And that's fine for some. Like I said, not for me. I have much higher ambition for Fulham Football Club. And I think Marco does too. I'm in lockstep with the manager. I think the cons need to get together with the ambition of Marco and myself. Because right now, I just see a club that is content where they are. And that's very disappointing. And that's ultimately why I got this wrong. Lack of ambition from ownership. And that's going to lead me to talk about ownership. And if you have seen this on social media or watched it live on an AEW show, you're going to see Fulham's director of football, Tony Khan, basically just being pile-drived into the ground as part of his show. His talent are basically just taking advantage of him for this moment. It's theater, let's call what professional wrestling is, but your director of football is embarrassing himself. He wants to be Vince McMahon. Tony Khan, go be Vince McMahon. Find someone that can be the director of football. Please put Fulham first by finding someone to do the job. Concentrate fully on AEW. And oh, by the way, your father shows up on the show as well. I have to tell you, I understand the theater of it, but they own Fulham Football Club. You are embarrassing Fulham Football Club, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and yourself. What are you doing by doing this? If you want to be the WWE, that's fine. Sell Fulham Football Club. I'm saying it again, I said it several months ago. I want the cons to sell Fulham Football Club. Because I want someone to put Fulham first. They don't. They absolutely don't. The Jaguars, AEW, and then maybe Fulham. That's not good enough for me as a Fulham supporter. And I just had to share that. I'm very embarrassed by what I watched. And people can be fine with it, joke about it. That's your director of football and your owner embarrassing themselves. Just keep that in mind. Okay. Well, coming up next, I'm going to share my starting 11, what I think Marco's going to do against Crystal Palace, and my prediction for the match to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, so here's my starting 11 that I would go with against Crystal Palace. William might be back, but I don't think that he's going to be fit enough to start. So this is what I'm going to go with. Leno, Castagna, Robinson, Bassey, Tosin. This is what I would do. I would go with Paulinho, Kearney, Pereira, Iwobi, Wilson, and Rodrigo Muniz. That's what I would go with. Here's what I think Marco's going to go with. I think he's going to go with that same back four and the goalkeeper. I think where it's going to be a little bit different is on the wings. I think he's going to go with Bobby Decadova-Reed and Iwobi. In the middle, I think he will go with Paulinho, Lukic, Pereira, and then Muniz up front. So personally, I think you're more competitive with my starting 11 than what Marco, I believe, will be offering. So, and keep this in mind, going against a team that's on the rise like Crystal Palace, that play with three center backs, this is going to be a difficult match. It totally is. And I'm not expecting Fulham to win this easily. If they're going to win, they're going to have to grind this one out. So I'm now going to end this episode of Cottage Talk with my prediction for the match. And it's this. I'm still going to predict a Fulham victory here because I believe in Marco and I believe in these players. I'm going for a 2-1 Fulham victory, but I could very easily be wrong because Crystal Palace are playing very well. And Fulham, unfortunately, are just going to be playing out the strength. And that's what happens when you're mid-table. That's the reality of it. Where's the ambition? Well, you're mid-table. You're safe. You're not going to contend for Europe. This is mid-table mediocrity at its best. And it doesn't sit well with me. But I am going to predict a Fulham 2-1 victory. I love my club. I love the supporters. I'm always going to put my best foot forward when it comes to Fulham if I think that they can win. And I do think they can win this match, and I believe they will. So I'm sticking with my prediction for the match. I'm just not happy right now with what's going behind the scenes with Fulham Football Club. And I can say that goes all the way back to the summer. Okay. Well, as always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. That's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.